Trend number one, the connected generation comes of age. Over the past century or so, technologies have been integrated into our lifestyles at an ever-accelerating rate. These technologies have transformed the way we communicate and manipulate information, both for work and for personal use. Although we've embraced each of these technologies, starting with telephones, they've mostly served as an overlay on our already existing habits and lifestyles. But now, a new generation is emerging that has never experienced a world without the internet, mobile devices, and social networking. This has created a generation that is fundamentally different. And this difference goes to the very core of how they think and act. They have been labeled the connected generation because they are continuously connecting, communicating, searching, computing, editing, and clicking. Roman Frederick, Michael Peterson, and Alex Koster of Booz & Company examined this phenomenon in the spring 2011 edition of Strategy and Business. Looking primarily at the cohort born in the developed world after 1990, the authors described these young people as primarily realists and materialists who are seen as culturally liberal, but not necessarily politically progressive. The members of this generation all have cell phones, and they use them more for texting than for voice conversations. Increasingly, they connect with family members, friends, business contacts, and other people with common interests on the internet, using channels such as instant messaging, Facebook, and YouTube. While the preceding generations also share these technologies with them, the connected generation has a common connected mindset that sets them apart in ways that will be unique in human history. Already, we can see clear differences between the connected generation and prior generations. Today, 65-year-olds spend an average of 2 to 3 hours online per week. However, the people who will be 65 in 2020 are forecast to be online an average of 8 hours per week. In contrast, today's 16 to 24-year-olds are already online an average of 13 hours per week. And 52% of young Europeans say they feel disconnected when their mobile phones aren't with them. This new connected way of thinking and acting will have a profound effect on how business is conducted, purchasing is influenced, and relationships are maintained. Whether businesses target this generation as employees or as customers, they will need to adapt to its mindset. For example, in parts of Asia, voice has already dropped to 20% of the network traffic. The rest is data. Nevertheless, many telecom operators still seem committed to the declining voice telephony market as a source of revenue. And they have been insufficiently committed to creating new revenue sources and inventing new business models. In reality, the opportunity for moving data and supplying related value-added services has never looked brighter. According to Cisco Systems, the total volume of data on mobile networks will grow from 97 million gigabytes per month in 2009 to 3.9 billion gigabytes per month in 2014. To put it simply, volume will double roughly every year. This rapid increase in data volume has only begun, and will be fueled by the way the connected generation will embrace connectivity through mobile devices and the internet. According to Frederick, Peterson, and Koster, companies can only exploit this trend fully by planning beyond the normal 5-year horizon. Looking out 10 to 15 years makes a lot of sense. Fortunately, this kind of planning is possible for those who anticipate the changes the connected generation will bring. To start with, it's clear that at least 3 primary new revenue opportunities will arise as the connected generation emerges. First, the demand for everywhere and anytime connectivity will drive the need for universal broadband access. Second, emerging markets, which are still largely unconnected, will provide a vast new market for all sorts of connectivity solutions. And third, a wide range of businesses based on network business models will appear as entrepreneurs seek to address huge new opportunities created by ever-increasing network effects. But while there will be plenty of opportunities, businesses will only be able to seize them if they know how to connect with the connected generation. Given this trend, we offer the following 6 forecasts. First, 24/7 connectivity will become the norm. The connected generation represents the next wave of consumers as well as workers. Its members will be effectively engaged in a nonstop, persistent virtual conversation. Much of the connection with others will be through evolving forms of texting and instant messaging. This constant and instantaneous connection to people and data will have at least four profound effects. 1. The distinction between online and offline economic activity will blur, as consumers access online information while visiting brick-and-mortar stores. Already, phone apps enable scanned barcodes to be cross-referenced with online databases. Such an application could tell shoppers where an item is being offered at the best price at that moment. Companies will need to adapt to such trends in order to stay competitive. 2. 24/7 access will blur the line between work time and personal time. Working, commuting, shopping, socializing, and entertaining will evolve into a flexible mix of activities. Inevitably, off-grid time will become rarer and therefore more valued. Instead of today's ubiquitous offer of free Wi-Fi at hotels and restaurants, a small number of hotels, spas, restaurants, and country clubs will set themselves apart from the competition by offering Wi-Fi free zones that will enable customers to disconnect. 3. The size and scope of networks will grow to include various categories of connections that will be handled differently. These will range from close family to anonymous members of interest groups. The many opportunities for connecting will decrease the need for in-person meetings, even among family members. The implications for the travel industry could be enormous. And 4, cloud computing will expand to accommodate the connected generation's desire to access their 24/7 virtual life from a portfolio of devices. With cloud computing, their information, or even their applications, need not reside on these distinct devices, but rather will be available anytime, anywhere, through any device, via the cloud. 2, the connected generation will transform how businesses operate. Given this generation's command of technology, organizations will become increasingly virtualized. Frederick, Peterson, and Koster argue that traditional hierarchical structures will give way to self-organized, agile communities of interest. Ad hoc teams of contractors will assemble around a tiny corporate core on a project-by-project basis. A project team, for example, could be comprised of people from different countries who never meet in person. Their work would take place within a metaverse environment, which could disband once a project is complete. This virtualization will encourage the consumerization of corporate IT, where employees will use their own personal computing devices for work rather than relying on corporate resources. Business travel will also be transformed as younger workers accept and perhaps even prefer virtual meetings over in-person meetings. 3, the connected generation will change the face of marketing. Businesses will gain access to an unprecedented abundance of information about people, which will help marketers target their messages more precisely than ever before. At the same time, social networking, over which businesses have a frustrating lack of control, will play an ever bigger role in influencing purchasing decisions. Consequently, companies will rely more on viral marketing and peer recommendations to promote their products. Internet users are already learning what they need and want in ways that did not even exist 5 years ago. The connected generation won't be listening to conventional media and the associated ads. They'll be listening to one another. And this will inevitably influence the habits of older consumers. The real-time, always-on environment driven by this new generation will increasingly require companies to rely on input from both current and potential customers, who will increasingly influence corporate decision-making and the design of products. Business gurus C.K. Prahalad and Venkat Ramaswamy refer to this new paradigm as co-creation and titled their book about it, The Future of Competition. 4, the way the connected generation connects with people and data, both at work and on a personal level, will transform major industries. For example, telecommunications companies will need to change their business models as customers shift their loyalties away from traditional telecom operators and toward application and service providers such as Google, Apple, and Facebook. Meanwhile, in the healthcare arena, the tremendous increase in the availability of information about doctors, hospitals, medical treatments, and costs will give consumers the power to conduct their own research. As a result, healthcare providers will be forced to become far more competitive. Fifth, the developing world will quickly join the connected generation. Not only will consumers in emerging economies emulate the behavior of the developed world's connected generation, they will take a significantly shorter path to get there. Companies need to seriously consider the enormous potential of new consumers in the more isolated parts of the developing world. It's this untapped market that will see truly explosive growth. Meanwhile, don't be surprised when innovative digital entrepreneurs in developing countries create real competition for traditional Western business models. And sixth, leveraging low-cost and ubiquitous information technology, the connected generation will produce a whole new wave of entrepreneurs worldwide. According to a recent Gallup poll, companies are now being started by 18 to 24-year-olds faster than by 35 to 44-year-olds, who are normally defined as the prime age group for entrepreneurship. A significant number of these young entrepreneurs are enabled by new technologies and are consciously trying to avoid working for an established company. They will start small companies that provide a single service or product. Then, if they are successful, they will sell those companies and start others. In the always-on connected world that the connected generation is creating, it is these so-called serial entrepreneurs who will exploit niches and begin changing the rules about how business is done.